Okay. This is Grace Aaron. I'm just going to be the convener for this PNB Programming Committee tonight, April 19th, 2017. It is now about 5:58 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:58 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'd like to call this meeting to order and welcome new members.
We're actually Eastern Daylight Time.
What is it? 7:30 or close to 8 o'clock?
We're daylight as opposed to standard. Everybody is, I guess. You said standard. We're daylight. Everybody's daylight.
Okay. All right. So the next thing is, as I said, call to order and welcome new members. Welcome all you new members, including myself. And I'd like to ask for a volunteer to be the secretary pro tem, at least for tonight. Would anyone be willing to take on that chore? Any volunteers? Come on, people. Somebody must be there by a computer who could be the secretary.
I'm not near a computer.
I'm near a computer, but I'm not sure if I can, outsource this to Otis. I mean, that's what I believe is the standard for getting meetings across.
Otis is streaming the meeting.
Okay.
So people can listen to this. There's a slight delay on the stream.
Right.
And it will be in the archive, so it can be listened to. But we need somebody to take written notes.
I got a pen and paper. I can do it.
Okay. And is this Anissa?
Yes. Speaking.
Okay. That would be wonderful.
Carol Wolfley, can I, KPFA, I just wanted to say, Anissa, you don't have to take notes of everything everybody says, but maybe if there's any motions and what passes as
and
a motion.
And all the fun stuff.
yeah. But, I mean, it's very hard to try and capture everything everybody says. So just want you to, isn't that right, Grace? She could just do the motions?
Yeah, all you have to do is the roll call, who's here, the time we start, and whatever the motions that pass,
right,
and or if they fail, at least the major motions. Procedural motions don't really have to be in the minutes, but major motions do. Decisions, basically, whether they pass or fail, and the vote count on the motions. So next, thank you very much, Anissa. And
sure.
The next thing is to elect a chair pro tem. So would anyone like to volunteer to be the chair pro tem? I'm willing to continue if you want me to, but I'm also willing to have somebody else do it if they wish.
I would like to nominate you, Grace, for chair pro tem.
Okay. Anyone else like to be chair pro tem? Going once? Okay. I'll do it until we elect a permanent chair. All right, now I have the list in front of me. Generally speaking, the secretary takes the role, but since I have it in front of me, I'll take the role just for the sake of getting it done quickly.
Grace?
Yes.
This is Rhonda.
Go ahead, Rhonda.
When you call the roll or after the roll, could we, like, each say our name? I'd like to know what signal people are from and get an idea of their voice.
Okay, very good.
Start knowing the usual suspects.
Yeah. Okay, so when I call your name, say your name again and your station. All right? Grace Aaron, I'm here, and I'm from KPFK. Dave Bean? Somebody just got on the call?
Yeah, this is Nancy. I got a text from Lisa, and she'll be able to join in 35 minutes. She's on the road.
Okay, very good.
And
thank you, Nancy.
Eric. Did Eric join?
He did.
Yes. Eric is here.
Oh,
thank you,
okay.
Nancy.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. Good luck.
Dave Eaton? He's not here. He's an affiliate. Jim Brown? Jim's not here. He's from WPFW. Meredith Cordisco? She's not here. She's from WPFW. Catherine Davis? Catherine, are you here? She's not here. She's from WBAI. Jim Dingman?
Yeah, I'm here from WBAI.
Okay. Very good. Anissa Faruqi, am I pronouncing your name?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Rhonda Garner?
Rhonda Garner, KPFT.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Rhonda. Sabrina Jacobs?
Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Thank you, Sabrina. Bodra Kilgour?
Yep, Bodra Kilgour, WBAI.
Good. Mike Lewis? Mike Lewis is Mike Lewis here? Mike Lewis is not here. I believe he's from KPFT.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Eric Ramey?
Present. Eric
okay.
Ramey.
Eric Ramey, sorry. Eric Ramey, and you are from?
WPFW. No, I just repeated my name because someone asked if we could say
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's right.
So she could.
Okay, that's right. Fernando Velasquez? Not here. Tom Voorhees?
Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Very good. Carol Wolfley?
Carol Wolfley, KPFA.
Okay. Lisa Wong? Will be on later, and she's from KPFK. All right. So now the next thing on the agenda is selection of timekeepers. We need two timekeepers, one to keep the agenda item time and the other to keep the speaker time. The speakers should be allowed to speak for 90 seconds, and the timekeeper should alert the chair to the expiration of the time for an agenda item 1 minute before the time is up. And of course you'd have to have the agenda in front of you, wouldn't you? I need to get the agenda from the email. Does anyone have it in front of them? The email with the agenda? I have the agenda, but the times are cut off on my printout. Okay, I have it now. So there are agenda items. So can someone volunteer to be timekeeper for?
Eric will be the secondary.
You mean for the agenda items?
No, for the length of time for the speakers.
Okay, very good, Eric. And anyone for the agenda items?
I'll do that.
Okay, and that is?
I'll do that, Grace. Sabrina, I'll do that.
Sabrina, okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, very good. And agenda approval, 10 minutes, and we're looking over the agenda. Are there any corrections, additions, deletions that anyone would like to make to this agenda? If you'd like, I can read you the agenda, the rest of the agenda, if you're traveling or you don't have it in front of you. Let me just do that. The next thing after the agenda approval is open session minutes approval, if there are any available. I don't know. I don't think there are any available, so we'll just have to postpone that. Next is excused absences. After that, work out the details for an email election for program committee chair and secretary and open nominations for those positions. Then next would be request that members who were on this committee last year give new members a brief synopsis of what was done last year. If there's any pending business or old business that needs to be reviewed or completed, followed by discussion. And that has 10 minutes on the agenda. Then the next is set goals for this committee, 30 minutes. And next will be discussion of an item put forward by Carol Wolfley, and that's the possibility of nationally coordinated news sharing among stations and affiliates. And then after that, adjournment. So, are there any deletions, corrections, additions to this agenda? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve this agenda as is. Would anyone like to make that motion?
I move to approve the agenda, Carol Wolfley from KPFA.
Thank you, Carol.
I second that.
Thank you, Jim. Is there any objection to approving this agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on. As I said, I don't believe there are any open session minutes. We'll have to gather any that might not have been approved from the secretary for from last year. Does anyone know who the secretary was last
year? Nancy.
Nancy? Okay, good. I will get them from Nancy. Now, are there any excused absences for this meeting? I don't know of any myself. Does anyone else know of any excused absences, requests for excused absences? Hearing none, I will assume that we're not going to do anything with that item. All right, now we need to work out the details for an email election for program committee chair and secretary and open nominations. So I think we can do that through the usual. We send out an email ballot. I will liaise with Aki Tanaka to send all of you an email ballot for permanent chair and secretary, and then the instructions on the ballot will come to you, and you'll have a deadline of when you have to vote. Now, we will open up the nominations for permanent chair of this committee and permanent secretary. Would anyone like to nominate someone for chair of this committee? Anyone like to be chair of this committee?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Sabrina. This is Eric from PFW.
Okay.
This is Rhonda. I'd also like to nominate Sabrina.
Okay. Do you accept those nominations, Sabrina?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Oh.
Okay. Good. Any other nominations?
Hearing none.
No other nominations?
Well, I guess... Grace, did you? I could nominate Grace, but I'm not. Are you wanting to do it also, Grace, or?
I'm not sure. I'll put myself down as a nominee. What we'll need to do, because there are 16 people on the committee, and we have 9 people on the call, the proper thing is to open up the nominations by email, let people who are not here nominate other people or themselves for either of these positions, and then have an email election. If there are more than one nominee for, say, the chair position or the secretary position. Any other nominations for the chair position, the permanent chair for this committee? Okay, hearing none.
You seemed a bit tentative about your own candidacy, but
We don't have to finalize it right now. I'm not sure. I would be fine with having Sabrina be the chair if she wants to do it. We can talk about it after the meeting. And anyway, we should leave the nominations open for a couple of days so that other people who are not here this evening can nominate themselves. And if there's only one nominee, we would all have to accept that by email. We'll have to figure out what the protocol is exactly for an election for the chair. And
are you saying if there's only one nominee, we'd have to?
Well, we'll send out a note to the entire committee asking if they would like to nominate anyone for the permanent chair position and a permanent secretary position, and that they should email the secretary or secretary pro tem and the pro tem chair, which is myself, and then we would, with the help of Akio Tanaka, who's the national board secretary, will send out ballots to the entire committee to vote for the chair if there's more than one nominee. I guess if there's only one nominee, we'd still have to all email an acceptance of that nominee as chair, and would have to reach a quorum of the entire committee for that person to be elected. It has to be done by email. We can't just do it in this meeting, because everyone on the committee, including people who are not here tonight, need to be given the opportunity to weigh in. Does that
Grace,
make sense? Yes.
Somewhat.
Grace,
can be recognized. If we have a single candidate, you know, we have other parties who have not joined and not sent in requests for an excused absence, it would appear the de facto chair is Sabrina. Would you say if other people have to accept it? I mean, what is that all about?
Okay, in the bylaws, it says that elections should be done by email. Now, we don't do that for pro tem positions because, you know, you have to have somebody chair the meeting in the beginning if there's no continuing chair. So, but we have to do some form of email election. But obviously, if there's only one nominee, that person is going to be the permanent chair. You know, I'm not trying to delay it or anything, but the people who are not here on the call tonight should be given the opportunity to nominate themselves or nominate another person for the chair position. And if that happens and there are more than one nominees, then there would be an email runoff, basically.
Grace, this
yes.
is Jim. I consider the programming function extraordinarily important. And I would like to hear from people who want to be the chair what they feel they should be doing or what they want to do with this kind of position right now, given the critical nature of the whole system of Pacifica. And I'd just be curious what sort of ideas they have to use that bully pulpit.
Yes, well, I think we can give a few minutes to...
This is
okay.
Vajra.
Yes. Before I recognize you, Vajra, I hear you. Before I recognize you, was there somebody else who requested to be heard before Vajra, or did we? Was that Eric and Jim? Okay. Hearing nobody, Vajra.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to hear from whoever wants to be the chair, but I think we don't want to begin with confusion about the role of the chair. The role of the chair is to facilitate meetings. It is not to bully in any sense of the word. There's no bully pulpit. The chair does not have any more power than any other member of the group. Their job is just to facilitate the discussion. So, you know, I don't mind hearing from those from whoever wants to be the chair about, you know, who they are and what their background is. And I need to know more about whether they're good at fairly moderating a discussion than about their particular personal opinions about what we're covering, because theirs are no more important than anyone else's.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Vajra. Thank you. Okay.
Can I respond to that?
Jim,
I agree with Vajra that by bully pulpit, I simply meant that given, from my perspective, the issue of programming across the board in all the states and the lack of audience is a very, very important issue. I just, you know, I guess we all have to think about how to approach that. And I agree with Vajra in the sense that, you know, everybody's equal, and it's just a facilitation role. There's, you know, I didn't want to say bully pulpit, meaning, you know, like Theodore Roosevelt or something like that. But I'm just saying, you know, we've got some serious stuff to think about. That's all.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Sabrina, would you like to introduce yourself and explain why you feel that this committee is important and why you feel you would be a good candidate to chair it?
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll answer all of the questions. being vice chair of the PND and listening to those meetings and helping Jonathan out, Chairman Jonathan, I feel like I've got a lot of experience at this point as far as chairing. And let's see here. I've been at KPFA for just over seven years. I'm a programmer there, unpaid staff. I host and produce my own show by myself. And as far as the issues that are facing Pacifica now, I think that we need to expound on what we have. We have an amazing resource, especially now. I think our fundraisers are seeing a Trump bump, if you would, and we need to expand on that online, especially online at all of the stations. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
This is Eric, Madam Chair. Madam Chairman, yes. This is Eric. May I be recognized? Request for information.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Does it not appear that Sabrina is being placed at a disadvantage? The other possible candidates you mentioned are not on this call. Okay, I don't know if they're going to be asked, or are they going to be asked to submit written statements or...
Yes, absolutely. Because if there are other nominees, they would be at a slight disadvantage because they haven't been able to speak to the...
No, I think she's at a disadvantage. She's asked to do something impromptu. They'll have hours and weeks, if not days, to do that. I mean...
Okay, well, Sabrina can also put forward something in writing as well. Is that fair?
Thank you.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, Erin.
All right. And in case I remain a candidate, I'd just like to say my name is Grace Aaron. I'm on the National Board. I chaired the National Board in 2009, and I chaired the KPFK LSD in, I believe it was 2005. Or 2006, something like that. So I have some chair experience, and that's when I care about very much about programming at Pacifica. I think that it's the key to fixing us. I mean, the public knows us by the quality and importance and relevance of our programming. So I think this committee could be very pivotal in repairing Pacifica. And that's all I have to say. So, let's move on to the next thing, which is the election for secretary, permanent secretary. Would anyone like to nominate themselves or another person for permanent secretary? Please? Anyone think that it's a real service to do it?
Carol from KPFA, I'd like to nominate, and I'm so sorry, I apologize, the woman who offered to do the temporary secretaryship tonight.
Anissa?
Anissa, thank you. I'd like to nominate Anissa, if she's willing.
Anissa, are you willing to accept that nomination?
Sure.
Okay, very good. And would anyone else like to nominate themselves or another person for the secretary position? Anyone? Okay, going once, going twice. Anyone you think who is not on this call would make a good secretary who's on the committee? All right. Not hearing anyone, we'll send out, we'll list Anissa. And Anissa, do you want to tell us what your qualifications are and why you think you would be a good secretary for this committee?
I mean, I have been a secretary for other things. I've been the secretary once or twice in some local KPFT meetings. I would say nothing this huge, though.
Okay, very good, Anissa. All right, we will figure out how this is all going to work. Probably we'll leave the nomination period open for a few days and then send out ballots to everybody and instructions on how to fill out the ballots with all the nominees. There may be more nominees for the chair position and for the secretary position, and those will be included in your ballot and also any kind of statement that the nominees make, so that everyone can have an idea of their qualifications before they vote. All right. So we're going to now go on to the next thing on the agenda, which is we'd like to request that members who were on this committee last year give new members a brief synopsis of what was done last year. If there's any pending business or old business that needs to be reviewed or completed, and we'll follow that with a discussion. So who was on this committee? I think, Sabrina, you were on the committee last year. Is that correct?
Yes,
did we get a primary timekeeper?
I'm the primary timekeeper.
Okay.
So last year there was a lot going on as far as the five extra hours of Spanish programming, and then there was that, and I don't think that was ever resolved. I mean, it went through a prior committee, I think, from like 2 years ago. Is that right, Eric?
At least 2 years.
Yeah, it's been, and it just kind of went around and around and around and swirled around and around, and not much was done about it. So that's something that needs to be dealt with and finalized and taken to the PNB for approval. And
okay.
I think we need to, I guess we need to push that through. And actually, you know, I really think it's important to do some market research for each station to see if they already are implementing that to some degree. So that we can know whether or not we need to leave
this
it alone.
Denise, can you excuse me for 5 minutes? I need to get a drink of water.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
You want us to wait?
No, I don't think.
Our secretary.
I don't think, since we're just discussing, I don't think that this has to be written down in the minutes, so we can continue the discussion while she's
okay.
getting a drink of water. Go ahead,
I
continue,
have a
Sabrina.
About that.
So anyway, so we need to revisit that and close it out once and for all. If that's important. And then that was pretty much it. I had a death in the family, so I kind of dropped off the last like couple months of the year last year. Eric, is there anything that you could add?
Well, PFW did. We added 4 additional hours of Spanish language program.
Okay. Okay. So we're adhering to all of that. I think we just need to take it the next step forward, make sure all the stations are you know, adhering to the mandate of 5 extra hours. Was there anything else? I don't think there was much else that was really on the table that was important.
Okay.
Last year, so.
Eric, was there any, besides Sabrina and Eric Ramey, is there anyone else on this call who was on the committee last year?
Put my damn clothes on.
Mm-mm, no. No, it's
okay.
Just me and Eric. There
okay.
was also the discussion, Carol, you had put forth a proposal that was discussed.
Yes, I do.
Carol, are you
Carol? Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, so do you want to move forward with that, or?
Well, that's a further down on the agenda.
Okay,
Sabrina. So,
thank you, Sabrina, for remembering, and it was brought up last year. So, and we're going to talk about it later.
Okay, but I think it was. Okay, so that was the same thing that's actually on the agenda now. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it's evolved.
Okay. So, it was in its infancy stages last year. So,
yeah.
All right. Great.
Carol, were you on the committee last year?
No. I made a proposal to the. Sabrina brought a proposal that I had written to the committee last year.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Grace, I had a question about.
Go ahead, Jim.
Many of us in New York didn't agree with that motion, even though we do have Spanish programming that's essentially concentrated in the afternoon on Sunday and also in another day. But generally, what we saw was that essentially the audiences changed completely. There's no symmetry and passover from one audience to the next, and that, it essentially becomes a discontinuous threat. So I'm curious if people actually approach that, because it's one thing to have really good Spanish programming. I'm not opposed to that at all. But on the other hand, if you're trying to create audience, generally if you change it abruptly, you know, you have a whole separate audience that then is replaced at WBAI in the afternoon. And I would imagine that's the case in all the stations. So I'm just curious if people actually got into the actual mechanics of how people listen to those shows.
Well, that's why this Sabrina. Sabrina for the stack. Jim, that's my whole thing as far as doing some type of market research for each station. So asking people like you from each station, you know, how has this been implemented? Is it already being implemented? And how can we just move on from it? Because it's been on the table for way too long. We need to move on so that we can get better programming. And
is there any other discussion about this? Who is that? I'm sorry. Eric?
Roger and Eric.
Yes, I'm just in agreement with the previous gentleman.
Eric?
I'm in agreement with the gentleman we just had. From my understanding, it would be on a continuous thread, because ours is just kind of all over the place. I have to discuss this with the, I'm in ongoing talks with the programming director, but he's exactly right. We have, you know, we have whatever, neighborhood watch, and then all of a sudden you hear Bueno Diaz, and it goes, you know, like that. So I'm trying to get it on a continuous thread. And, well, so anyway, yeah, I'm in agreement with him. I'm not sure if that's exactly what you meant, but...
Okay, Eric. I hear you. Vajra?
Yeah, I'm not sure what people mean by a continuous thread. They mean, like, all 5 hours at once?
Well...
Eric, do you want to respond to that?
I don't know if I should say at once. I mean, if we had 10 hours for it, I don't think... it's necessary for it to be 10 hours in one day. But the 4 hours we have now, I think the community would be better served if it was on, if it was in a four-hour time span.
Okay. Well, I would be more inclined to think that it would be more helpful if it were at the same hour every day, like an hour at the same hour every day. The audience will find those programs and will support those programs. I mean, at BAI, basically, we have our one truly Spanish language program is coming after a program of fairly heavily Spanish-speaking country music, but not necessarily in Spanish, so I don't know if that would count. But people will find those programs and will support those programs. Previous experience has shown that.
All right. Could I add something to this?
Okay, yes. Anyone else who hasn't spoken?
Yes.
Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken who would like to be added to the stack? I'll recognize you, Jim, after anyone else who hasn't spoken. If obviously there isn't, so Jim, go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, at WBAI, the various Latin shows do not do well financially when they're on. However, they do very well when they do external events. In other words, they take the music and do a fundraiser in a particularly noticeable cause. So they'll raise a lot of money. So that's a difference with that. And then the show that's on, there's a political show on in the evening. I think Danny Rivera does that, Adenavia. But all these shows do not essentially make money. Now, I'm not saying you should evaluate on that criterion. There may be different innovative ways to make sure they work. For example, in New York, in the space we had, local Mexican activists came to the Commons, about 150, to talk about the killing of the students down in Mexico, that movie that was made. And so there has to be, I think, creative ways of seeing how to market these shows and deal with the problem of symmetry, because it is a fact that the audience drops and changes dramatically when those shows come on. And so it just is intuitive. And look, I'm part of Hispanic, so, like, you know, I understand but I think even a lot of our colleagues criticize this. That's all. It just is, we have to think creatively about this.
Okay, this is Grace. I'd like to add myself to the stack.
Carol, I'd like to also.
Okay, Carol, why don't you go first?
And Sabrina.
I'm Sabrina. Go ahead, Carol.
Well, just mine is more a point of order, because I was thinking we were on a report of what happened last year, and it seems like now we're discussing the Spanish programming, which I think is a really important thing, but I think I would rather have that be an agenda item if we're going to talk about, you know, if people are comfortable with that and really come with concrete proposals. I mean, I love the proposals that are being made, but we're kind of in a report back time.
Right.
Okay, thank you. You're right, Carol. How about if we add that?
Hold on. Lisa, for the stack.
Okay. All right. Let's get through with the stack, and then we'll Anissa, did you want to speak to this Spanish language?
I wanted Yeah, because I honestly, at your other stations, and I don't know how it was being done, and I mean.
All right, since there is some interest.
Houston does have, let's say, I guess a 12% listening majority or census-wise as far as a Hispanic community, but at our stations, do we know if there are how many Hispanic members are on the committees as it is, and has there been feedback given either via like a survey or something by the Hispanic community as far as what they feel their particular needs are?
Okay.
I have a point of clarification. Wait, one minute.
We have a stack, but go ahead, Eric. What's your point of
clarification? One of our colleagues just mentioned, I thought you were in agreement, that we were making a report on accomplishments from last year.
That's correct. And that's well taken. Carol suggested that we put this in a different agenda item.
I see, okay.
But however, we did open a stack, so let's take a few more comments, and then we'll propose this, moving this forward on the agenda for discussion later, if that's okay. But we had a few people in the stack. Sabrina, and then I'd like to put myself on the stack for a brief comment. Sabrina?
I think it was Anisha?
Yes.
Anisha. Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier as far as doing like a market research to find out, you know, talk to each, you know, all the folks or the program directors, if there is one for each station, and talk to them in regards to where they are as far as their Latino listeners and what they have on the grid right now, what they've added in the last 2 years since this proposal was pushed through the P&D, and then assess it from there.
Okay. Thank you, Sabrina. Just to give a report from KPFK, we've had Spanish language broadcasting on our air for quite a number of years, and we have a quite sizable Spanish-speaking demographic in Southern California. However, our Spanish language programming has brought in virtually no income over many year period of time, and from reports I've heard, some of it is good quality, but a lot of it is very poor quality, and it has very low listenership and has brought in very little membership. So it's felt by some at KPFK that airing Spanish language broadcasting should be left up to the stations, to the general managers and the program directors, and it should not be dictated by the national board. So that's all I have to say. I just wanted to give you the what the thoughts are at KPFK. Some are strong. However, some people at KPFK are strong supporters of Spanish language broadcasting. So what I'd like to do is suggest, Carol, would it be correct to say that you'd like to move that this be placed on the agenda as a separate item in, let's say, old business?
Yes, thank you.
And if we don't get to it tonight, we'll pick it up in the next meeting?
Yes, thank you. And my request would be that, you know, people come with proposals for resolutions, you know, if they have concrete ideas, so we can discuss those.
Okay. All right, so that's a motion.
Rhonda Garner, point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Rhonda.
Okay, I am not up to date on what the board did last year with regards to Spanish language programming, so how would I bring myself up to speed? Would I read the minutes of the committee, or what do you guys suggest so I can bring myself up to speed?
I believe that Lydia Brazone, the IED last year, commanded the general managers to add 5 hours a week of Spanish language broadcasting to their grids. And I think that was from a motion that was passed on the national level from maybe 2014 or 2015 that she decided to implement in 2016. Am I correct? I believe
yes.
that was the case. Okay,
yes.
So that's what happened, just to bring you up to speed. So another
One question about the 5 hours. Was there any designation as to, you know, the time frame, like drive time or anything like
no,
that?
No, I don't believe. I think there was something.
Yes, there was. It had to air between. I'm sorry. This is Eric. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Eric.
It had to be scheduled between the hours of 6 a.m. and I'm going to say 9 p.m. So the five additional hours had to be in that time frame.
I see. Okay. Thank you, Eric. I had forgotten about that. All right. So we're going to place if it's all right with our committee, we'll place a further discussion about Spanish language broadcasting, including people bringing specific proposals to this committee. We'll place it in old business on today's agenda. If we don't get to it, we'll pick it up in the next meeting. Is there any objection to that suggestion from Carol Wolfley?
No.
Okay, hearing
none.
I'm just saying I got confused. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Grace?
Was that Jim? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I think that what we should be thinking about is how to make it more effective. And that means I would be interested in hearing in a committee of the whole situation from the producers themselves, what they think in the different stations. Also, I'd like to get a better sense of what is the radio culture in the Hispanic communities in San Francisco, L.A., New York, which can be obtained, by the way. And I'd like to treat it very seriously because there's all sorts of bells and whistles that might be utilized to make it more effective and not make it essentially not very effective as it is now.
Okay, so
point of clarification is Sabrina, KPFA. That's right. What I mean by market research, Jim.
Well,
by market research. So,
right,
you know, talking to the program directors, talking to the programmers, talking to whoever needs to be spoken to in regards to Latino language, Spanish language programming.
Would you like to make a motion to request that the members of this committee discuss this subject with their respective local station boards, staff, management, and bring back the information they gather to this committee?
Correct. And also, they all, before Arbitron was dropped, and I'm not going to totally depend on that, but all the Arbitron statistics in the past that were taken in all the stations have broken down Latin listeners. Now, you can take that with a grain of salt, but there is that information in the Arbitrons. And then you need to know what worked in terms of fundraising and also what's going on locally in terms of what exciting radio in the Latino communities. And remember, each area is very different. L.A., mm-hmm. New York, mm-hmm. San Francisco, Washington, we all know how diverse these communities are. So the question is, you know, we might find different ways to make this even better, is what I'm saying.
Okay, that's a very good suggestion, Jim. So everybody should keep that in mind and do a survey. You could also get in touch with your community advisory boards. That should be right up their alley. Anyway, moving on. The next thing on the agenda is to set goals for this committee, and we have 30 minutes for that. However, the usual adjournment time is 10 p.m. Eastern time. So we probably only comfortably have another 18 or so minutes for this meeting. So anyway, I'd like to open up the discussion about setting goals for this committee. Would anyone like to speak to that?
Yeah, Eric to the stack.
Okay, Eric. Okay, anyone else?
All Jim right. to the stack.
Jim, all right. Let's start with Eric.
He wants to be over here by the door.
I would like, or I think, this committee should somehow draft a motion, resolution, or whatever it might be, whatever is more effective, that would say each of the stations has a right or should have the right to have its own independent programming and not have it dictated from any other entity within the network. And that it be taken up, this discussion to begin, not necessarily tonight, but as soon as possible. It'd be very clear that the programming would come locally and not be dictated from anywhere else within the network.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
I'd like to speak to that.
Okay.
Mr. Brandon.
All right. Can we let's continue to discuss this? This does seem like a pretty much formed resolution. Let's take a few more people on the stack, and we may go
Sabrina
back.
Sabrina for the stack.
Yeah. Okay. Next on the stack is we'll come back to this, Eric, unless you want to put it forward as a motion right now.
We can come back to it, or we can revisit it a bit later. Yes, that's fine.
Oh. Okay, Rhonda is next.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry to disagree with Eric, but I wanted to discuss just the opposite. I think that there is treasure in us being a network, and I don't think that we've, in a long time, I am for some national programming. In other words, that's purposefully made for that purpose and to help us grow as a network, to be recognized as a network. I also want to talk about the idea of starting some other type of national programming, such as Democracy Now!, with a younger generation of people. And I don't know about you guys, but at our station, Democracy Now! Has been dropping off. Now, with Trump, it may increase. I don't think our last drive indicated that, though. So I would like to see some type of hard-hitting programming developed, especially considering that, you know, we're going to have a lot of votes in the House and the Senate, and I think we need a new cutting-edge news program. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you, Rhonda. Now, the next person I have on the stack is Jim, but I'm not sure if it's Jim Dingman or Jim Brown.
Well, let the other people go ahead of me.
Okay. Did Jim Brown ask to be on the stack? I guess not. All right. Sabrina, you're next.
I'd like to add an addendum to, I agree with you, Eric, definitely, but I'd like to add an addendum to that, the possibility of it becoming a motion. And say if there is a big protest, or there are a lot of big protests, we want to be able to have access to each other, you know, as opposed to, you know, each station having, you know, autonomous control over their programming. You know, we want to be able to hear what's happening in Washington, D.C., if there's a big protest there. We've got the big scientist protest that's coming up, and we want to be able to hear from all the stations, because everybody's going to be, it's going to be like the Women's March. So we want to be able to, you know, be able to break into local programming, you know, on the national level, and be able to let folks know, hey, this is what's happening over here in L.A., hey, this is what's happening over here in Washington, D.C., New York, et cetera, you know? So I'd like to add that in, like if there's some big national thing going on, and most likely there is going to be some big national thing going on, to be able to do that. I also agree with Rhonda, too. I think that's her idea.
I just have a point of clarification, if I might.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
No, I'm in total agreement with that. I didn't properly state what I meant.
That's okay. We're working it out.
Yeah, there is a blueprint that's been laid down already for WPFW to have its programming come from California, apparently. Well, not apparently, but we've confirmed that the blueprint is in place. So what I was speaking about is essentially saying that, I mean, in addition to us being a network, but that our programming, our local our programming would stay local. It wouldn't be generated, say, from Berkeley or Los Angeles or Houston. That's essentially what I meant. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I hear you. I hear you, Eric. Jim, you're the next person on the stack.
All right. I consider Pacifica has been behind the eight ball ever since the election. I think the events have been so sweeping and so every day a big razzle-dazzle from Trump that we have not properly exploited what has happened since November 8th. I know in New York we haven't, because I've been fighting with the program director and the general manager. Secondly, I think that one of the things we have to do is we have to basically set off a revolution inside Pacifica in terms of programming. And that means we have to sit there and figure out how to fuse digital technology and forms of communication that currently exist with analog radio. That's a formidable task, but there's a lot of people doing this now around the United States, and we have to ally with them in every single area that we're in. This weekend, I was at a podcast conference in New York. I want to share that with people throughout the entire system and have them interact with the people that were there. I think that the issue of preserving local programming is very important, but in the case of New York, you know, I know very well how low the amount of audience is per show, and Amy is indeed on the decline. There's no doubt about it. The question of hard hitting is an interesting thing, because let's look how Pacifica grew in the 60s. It grew because people went out to Sproul Plaza and were in the midst of this amazing movement that grew. Now, we are not, I think, in the stations in the midst of this amazing movement because, frankly, it's a liberal revolt. And practically all of us are radicals of different types. And left liberal sentiment is something we have a problem with, but I think we have to adjust ourselves and see that what's going on right now is something we have to get involved with and support and get in involved with frankly, it'll take our Arbitrons up the roof. We have to try to get our weekly tunes up to a 500,000, and then we wouldn't be fighting about money, about anything else. And all the stations basically have tunes in the toilet bowl, including people in Berkeley, by the way, although you're a little bit better than the rest of us. But that has to change. We have to figure out how to change that.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
You're going to love Carol Wolfley's plan, then.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Let's get back to the agenda item of setting goals for this committee. We originally had 30 minutes on this agenda. Let's take a few more people on the stack, and then we should decide on when our next meeting date is going to be and start wrapping up this meeting. So who else would like to be on the stack for discussing goals for this committee?
Anissa? I had one.
Anissa? Okay.
This is Rhonda. I'd like to speak again if I could.
Okay. Rhonda, anyone else?
Carol Wolfley, KPFA.
Carol, okay. All right, let's start with Anissa.
Well, we have our first, Comic Palooza in May, and then usually over the course of the summer, in July and then September. California is known to have San Diego Comic-Con, which is, the huge mecca of all Comic-Cons, kind of like the Tonys, basically. But and I honestly don't know how much publicity, at least in California, that big events like that are getting. Do y'all have your own podcasters? Have you noticed a particular list of, podcasters that y'all are, I guess, use as, we'd say, sponsored or community partnerships with?
Thanks, Anissa. That's a very interesting, bringing that up is very interesting. I'll comment on it after. I'll put myself on the stack and comment on it later. Carol is next because she hasn't spoken on this agenda item, and then Rhonda, and then me. Carol?
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate what Eric is saying, and I think what we need is a balance between the stations having autonomy and being able to develop some local programming that's really addressing, you know, what they are wanting, and also to have access and to responsive news and public affairs programming that is addressing the big issues. And one of the things I would like to see, and we'll talk more about it maybe at a future meeting, is my proposal for all of us to go to our own stations and get information about how our news departments are functioning and how we can improve them, and also how we can work together on national news. And I also want to say how important I think it is for us to remember that the affiliates are growing. You know, they went from 200 to 220, and so we want to include options for them to have programming and to be able to, you know, continue sharing news and public affairs and culture. So that's
thank
all
you, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Carol. Rhonda, you're next.
Hi. I wanted to just say that I think it would be beneficial, or wanted to know what you guys might suggest. I think it's really important that we all are informed about the financial situation of each station, because in changing programming, or I think that it's imperative that we know how much risk we can take, or you know what I'm saying, all of that has to be brought into consideration, I would think. And then also get a report from each station about what's maybe great and really working at their station and what isn't, like what they perceive the problems to be at their station. I'd be curious to know about those things in making programming decisions or, you know, suggesting. And I'm
thank
also wondering, as a member of this committee and being new, like, in that we don't, I know that locally, our local station board, we really try to stay out of programs. I'm really kind of curious how that... Does anybody understand what I'm getting at there?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I think that there should be talk... Well, I'm done. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay, Rhonda. I think I'd like to speak... a few things. Anissa, I thought your suggestion about covering Comic-Con and other really popular topics and events in our communities is a terrific idea. Comic-Con is huge, and there are lots of little Comic-Cons and with different names. And there's also big, huge festivals here. Coachella is a gigantic music festival.
Definitely.
Similar to Woodstock, and I've never heard any coverage on the part of the KPFK about it. So there are lots of events and areas of interest I think that we should be reaching out to cover, because they are of great interest to our various communities. Eric, to address what your concern is, I believe what you're talking about is a strategic plan. You might want to get educated about the financial situation at WPFW. WPFW is doing very poorly financially, and I think it's a drastic last-ditch solution, if nothing else works, to decrease your staff. I don't know how it would be done exactly, but I think that that was the plan, to possibly reduce your expenses, because your financial shortfalls are unsustainable at this point. I believe that you had some increase in your last fund drive, but all in all, the shortfall to WPFW. So I think it's really more of a financial matter than a control matter on the part of the national. National cannot sustain. Cannot afford to pay the shortfalls at WPFW. So that's something that is entering in there, I believe, more than the desire of the national board or the national management to curtail the autonomy of WPFW. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, and then somewhat it does not. I mean, I'm very well aware of the financial situation. In terms of being educated, I have a GED. I'm just saying we.
No, I mean educated. I mean, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to be insulting. I mean educated about the financial, what the financial situation.
Yeah, I work the. I help pitch on the air, and I work the phone banks during the pledge drives.
Uh-huh.
But we met with the IED, and. Well, you know the story more so than I do. I mean,
no, you tell me, because I know very little about your station, actually. I'm just...
Well, the plan is afoot. The plan has already been laid down. It's just a matter of date. Where our programming, we would essentially be forfeiting 24 hours a day of our programming. And based on some, I don't know the technology, I've heard the phrase relay used. The programming will be relayed from either Berkeley, Los Angeles, or wherever, and that would go over our airways 24 hours a day.
Oh. Hmm. This is the first I'm actually hearing about that. Has anyone else heard about that regarding WPFW?
No.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Point of clarification. Sabrina from the staff. Point of clarification. So wait a minute, Eric. You're saying that when IED, when Bill Crozier came out there, that was discussed?
Oh, yeah. It was brought up. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. It was brought up by him?
No, it was brought up on one of us. I mean, it seemed like for a second it might have been a well-kept secret. I mean, you needed a top-secret clearance or something, but one of our former GMs brought it up, and he confirmed, yeah, that I don't know what to call it. I wouldn't even call it a backup plan or an alternate. It's not definite, but I mean, we don't have a date. It could happen 6 months from now. It could happen 6 hours from now. I don't know, but it's definitely on the front burner.
Carol Wolfley for the stack.
Rhonda Garner for the stack.
Yeah, Jim Dingman to the stack, please.
Are you finished, Eric, or did you have any other information?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes,
Rhonda?
I think Carol was before me.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Carol?
Thank you. So I can say I'm at KPFA, Eric, and I know that there was a group of people at KPFA who submitted some plans to the through the KPFA LSB last year, and it went to the PNB. And one of the proposals in that plan was to consider making WBAI and WPFW repeater stations if they were failing. So I know that was submitted as a plan, but it was my understanding that Bill Crozier had said here at our LSB meeting that they were not wanting to do that.
Hold on.
I didn't. It was not my understanding that any decision had been made about that. But I do know there was a proposal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rhonda.
I don't know, but I mean, I do know Bill Crozier. Bill is from KPFT. I cannot imagine that it would ever be a good idea WPFW to not have any local programming. At KPFT, we do not have any paid programmers, with the exception of the woman who runs our news department, and she is the only person paid. And I know that at the other stations, it's different. So my guess would be that if there are paid programmers at WPFW, they might have to make cuts in that way if they can only afford to keep up the administrative side of things. But at KPFT is also, we are in a downward cycle fast. We are in trouble to the degree that WBAI and WPFW are in. We are right behind them. And I think that in some ways, because you do have these paid programmers that are doing a quality of programming, that in some ways, anyway, I could see KPFT and it being a good idea to bring in some of that programming that's new and that you know is effective as a shot in the arm to get listeners from other regions to start paying that programming as well. So I can't imagine that they would totally strip WPFW from all any from local programming. I would never support that as a member or vote for something like that. That's insane.
Me either.
That's, yeah, I mean, y'all have audiences. Y'all been there forever, and you know, I mean, I highly doubt that.
Okay, thank you, Rhonda. Right now, it's after 10 p.m. Eastern time, so I want to take a moment to schedule the next meeting of this committee. I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar. The Wednesday, the 3rd of May is open, the 10th of May, the 17th of May. It's up to all of you when you'd like to meet, if you want to wait a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I think we all have interest in this committee. I'd suggest that we meet on the 3rd of May, which is, I believe, 2 weeks from now. But what do you all think? Would anyone might like to make a motion?
Yeah, sure. I make a motion that we meet in 2 weeks.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I make a motion that we meet in 2 weeks. However, there's a lot of intellectual work that has to be shared with us, too. So we have to keep in mind we want these meetings not, you know, we want to get stuff done here. And just with Eric, I mean, Eric, I hear you, man. That's the kind of stuff that we all have to work together on right now, everybody throughout the whole network. We have to all cooperate with each other to try to solve these problems. Because,
definitely.
PFW and me, I don't know what the hell goes on down there. I'll tell you, back in 1992 in Program Council at BAI, we always used to say, like, my God, all they do is play jazz down there. They're in Washington, D.C. Why don't they do politics? And, the only time I ever read anything about WPFW was a dissertation about WPFW. But, we have to all work together to figure out how to crack this nut. Because I think that if we do that and do that in a real open way and be honest about, hey, there's a lot of screw-ups going on. We got to figure out how to get out of this mess. I think we can really do something exciting that will affect the entire country. And frankly, we have the ability now with digital communications to interact with people around the world. So I'm excited that we can change this around.
Thank you, Jim. Does anyone have any objection to meeting on Wednesday, the 3rd of May, 8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific Time, 7:30 Central Time? Any objection to that date? Hearing none, we'll meet again on Wednesday, May 3rd. If we want to keep going with this meeting, we would need a motion to extend time, or we can adjourn. I'll entertain either a motion to adjourn or a motion to extend time.
I would like a motion to extend time so we can discuss Carol's agenda item.
Okay. How long would you like to add to this meeting?
Carol, how long do you think you need?
15 minutes.
Fine. 15 minutes.
But I would take 10.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you think? 10 or 15? Jim?
Whatever the body feels is appropriate, but I think it's important for us to discuss what she's thought about.
Okay. Would anyone else like to weigh in?
Could y'all remind me what we're going to speak about?
News sharing.
The possibility of nationally coordinated news sharing among stations and affiliates.
Thank you.
How many minutes do you think, Rhonda?
I have no idea, and I'm open.
All right.
I'm open.
All right, Jim. 15 minutes. Okay, is there any objection to extending this meeting by 15 minutes so we can take up this subject, which we'll jump to right now.
That should give our adjournment a time certain of roughly 10:23 or 10:25.
Okay. Okay, so time certain of 10:25?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, very good. Is there any objection to that?
Nope.
Okay, so Carol, why don't you lead that discussion and explain your ideas to us?
Thank you. So last year, Tom, are you still on the call?
I am.
Tom Voorhees went to the grassroots radio conference, and he works with many affiliates. And so he and I and Sabrina and Ursula worked on a proposal for national news sharing, which would include the affiliates. And through Ursula's and Tom's follow-up, a program was established called News Up on AudioPort. And for those of you who may not be aware, AudioPort.org, if you look there, you can see how news is shared nationally. And News Up is an application that allows different programmers to be able to share news nationally. And right now, I mean, that was something that was accomplished last year, and we need to follow up on it to help let different people in the country know that they can post news as it's breaking there. So that was part one. And I think part two, now that we are on the programming committee, we're wanting to coordinate news so that if there are big breaking stories, those can be shared in a independent and yet professional way, so that we can use independent sources, or if we're using conventional sources like AP, that we're not just like reading them, rip and read, you know, but we are also providing analysis and commentary on those. So that is expensive. I thought it was interesting to hear about the only paid programmer at KPFT. So is the news person. So what I'm wanting to do is, again, start the ball rolling. I would make a request to everyone on this committee to, you know, find out as much as you can about your different news departments at your stations, and maybe we could come back to our next meeting and share more information. I think it's really helpful to hear. And at some point, I would like to help organize a conference call where people can share who are actually including some of the people doing the news. So I'm going to pause there. And Grace, will you continue chairing? Yeah.
Tom, okay. For the stack.
Thank you. Who is that? Tom?
That's Tom.
Okay, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, what I wanted to point out is that most community radio stations, aside from Pacifica, have very little news programming, if any at all. Some of the ones that do have news programming that I'm aware of are KMUD and KRFT in Moscow, Idaho. Both do a fairly excellent job of it. KMUD is mostly local news that has been influenced by people in the local community or communities that are not that interested in national news, and have put a lot of pressure on KMUD to just do local news. And KMUD has pretty much responded to that. If there's some big, huge national issue, that comes up. They do put it on, but it's pretty rare. So what I'm getting at is that I think we really need some effort towards encouraging news programming on local community stations, and in particular Pacifica affiliates, which with News Up, we could also get them to contribute to news programming that could be used by other stations.
Thank you, Tom. Who else would like to discuss this issue? Anyone else for the stack?
Yeah, I would. This is Jim.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's very important that we change the way news is approached throughout the entire Pacific system. We've sort of gone away from what we did 30, 40 years ago, which is essentially, and I know I'm not, Eric, I'm not raising this to, say preempt local program at PSW, but if there's some national crisis occurring, Jesus Christ, we should just preempt programming throughout the whole system and sit mm-hmm. there and cover it. And in mm-hmm. terms of the local stations, I agree with that completely. How to do that is tough, because I was helping people in these various congressional districts that are fighting around the country, these special elections. I've been doing opposition research for people. And what I found amazing was in each local district, all the newspaper coverage in Montana, in Kansas, in Georgia, South Carolina, et cetera, that was pressing the issues that were affecting the local people. And I think the one thing that was hitting the button was the attacks on Medicare and Medicaid. And if I was going to do something nationally that would have a local impact, I would have a whole day devoted to dealing with critiques of how they want to screw Medicaid and Medicare, and then have local people in the signal areas participating in their own programming about how it affects them in, Montana or wherever the local affiliate is, and coordinate with them in some way and do things that nobody's done before.
Sabrina for the stack.
Thank you, Jim. Sabrina?
I agree completely. I think logistically we need to figure out, somebody needs to run coin on it, So we need to have somebody who can effectively, flip the... Sorry, I got a... Yeah. Somebody need to... we need to have someone who can flip the switch and say, hey, everybody's turned on. Everybody's together on this. At the big fracas on Saturday with the white supremacists and Trump supporters and the Antifa and Black Bloc and all those folks, I mean, it should have been on all the stations. Whatever program was on should have been preempted. Being in the middle of that, it was like, it was real time. And I would have loved to have been able to relay what was happening moment by moment, where I was. So, yeah, I think but in order to get to that point, we need to have somebody who can flip the switch and produce it and be a technical director as well and be able to, know how to turn it on and off, basically.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak before I let Tom speak a second time on this?
Rhonda has a request for information. I'm happy to
wait. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Well, KPFT currently does not have a program director, and financially, I don't see how we're going to afford a program director.
Point of clarification.
So are there any other stations that don't have program directors, or do you guys all have program directors?
Point of clarification. Great.
Okay. Go ahead, Sabrina.
Okay. What I'm talking about doesn't include a program director. It is someone who can flip the switch. That's all. It doesn't matter if there's a program director. It doesn't matter if there is a program director. I mean, to make it easier to coordinate, but it's not something that's really difficult. I mean, if it was me, all I need to do is talk to Otis. He'd tell me what I need to do, flip the switch, boom, we're on.
Okay. Thank you, Sabrina. At KPFK, we do have a program director, Rhonda. We do have a program director at KPFK. Eric, do you have a program director at WPFW?
We have an interim program director.
But he's still doing functions of program director.
Yes, it's actually a young lady, yes.
Okay, and WBAI, do you have an interim or part-time program director there?
We have somebody who's being called a program manager because he was specifically not supposed to be the program director.
Yeah.
It's not clear how that happened, basically.
Yeah.
Maybe it is, but we had had an interim program director who was let go.
Yes.
And now we have somebody who is describing himself as a program manager.
Okay, I hear you. The reason I know that, Sabrina, I understand that a program director is not necessarily needed, but we are the programming, National Programming Committee, and I thought we could take a minute or two out to find out what stations have program directors and what stations don't. Which stations don't?
Thank you, Grace.
So it's a good question, Rhonda. All right, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Grace, you know, like Sabrina's mentioned, raising what happened out in Berkeley this weekend. I've watched a lot of that footage. Obviously, you'd have to have somebody writing it when it goes on air because the seven duty words were violated all over the goddamn place. But people forget the immediacy of radio. I mean, what kills me in an inability to take advantage of an ongoing political drama like that is that all you need to do is send six or seven people out with iPhones and have them call up from Martin Luther King, that whole plaza there, and, you know, be asked, you know, talking with people. And at the same time, if they had a Facebook fan page, you could live stream. See, one thing that I think has to be done at every station is people should start experimenting with Facebook, and that is have a producer turn it on, turn Facebook Live on when you're doing a show, and announce it the day before and say, hey, you're doing a show, here's being shot on Facebook Live. And the reason I mention that is every year in New York there's a progressive sort of social media gathering, and they argue that when you do that, you increase your audience tremendously. There's a lot of other things to throw in the mix there, but we have to take advantage of the crisis we're in is in the United States. We're not doing that well. And Berkeley this weekend was a perfect example. It should have been on every goddamn station in the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else to the stack to discuss this issue?
Tom is still waiting.
Okay, sorry, Tom, if I missed you. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, well, in relation to news programming, I would like to ask everybody on this call to listen to KRFP's news program. It comes on five nights a week for a half an hour. It is archived right on the front page where you can get to it very easily. KRFP has one paid employee who is the news director and also the station manager. And every night they pull together from news information during the day from KPFA and sometimes other Pacifica stations to put together their newscast, and it's an excellent newscast. It combines local news gathering and presents that, and also national and international news programming from Pacifica and other sources. It's a very good example of how news programming could go, and if everybody could take the opportunity to listen to KRFP's news programming, I think it would make for a very interesting discussion when we get back to this subject again.
Thank you, Tom. KRFP.
Correct.
Okay.
They're in Moscow, Idaho.
We have less than a minute for this. We have less than a minute.
It's under radiofreemoscow.org.
All right. Thank you, Carol. All right, we're done with what we need to do now. Just to remind you, we will be sending out a request for nominations for officers of this committee, and then after a few days, nomination period time, we will then send out ballots, or if there's only one candidate for each position, we'll figure out how to do that so that it's official. And we have other members of the committee participate. And then also, each of you should go back to your local station board, station management, community advisory boards, and gather information about how they want to deal with Spanish language broadcasting, what their opinion is about national news feeds or national programming being forced on the stations, or et cetera, all the things, and also market research, and maybe contacting your community advisory boards for information that would be of help to this committee. The other thing that you all need to do is, if you have specific motions, try to put them together in writing, so that you can either email them to the committee, so we have them ahead of time, or at least have them prepared for the next committee meeting, which will be on May 3rd. And we'll send you out an agenda ahead of time. And if you have any other suggestions for what you feel should be on the agenda of the next meeting, please send them to me, and then I will forward them, of course, to the new chair when he or she gets elected and the new secretary. Is there anything else we need to go over in this meeting?
This is Eric from PFW, if I might be recognized for a few seconds.
Go ahead, Eric.
We at PFW's had a serious protest launched into how its members on this committee were seated. So just FYI, conceivably at the next meeting on May 3rd, oh no, that won't be before the that's before the next LSB meeting. Okay, so it shouldn't be important then, but
you mean
in June
different representatives from
exactly. I don't think it'll impact the May 3rd call at this point, but definitely there may be a factor in June. I didn't look at the calendar properly, so May 3rd is good. We should have the same people that we have now.
Okay, thank you for alerting us to that. Thank you, Jim. Well, at this point, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you.
Carol?
Thank you. Any objection to adjourning?
Nay.
Hearing none, we are now adjourned. Thank you all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.